here with Shaky People. Real quick, I guess, just a quick disclaimer before I get into this album slash playlist review. This is not like a North American album. This is, if you like African rap music, African hip hop, definitely watch this review. If you're looking for music, if you're trying to explore your musical horizon, go check out this album, and also you could watch this review as well if you want, alright? With all that out of the way, let's get into this album slash playlist review proper. Hey, we're Shaky B. What's up, guys? Welcome to another Dope Decibel album slash playlist review. And today I'll be reviewing Rendezvous by M.I. Abaga. Man, listen, let me give you guys a quick backstory on myself and somewhat like of an like introductory course to M.I. Abaga. So I'm Nigerian, right? I grew up in Nigeria. I spent the first 15 years of my life in Nigeria, and for the most part though, I've always loved music. And shout out to Screamers too. If you're wondering who Screamers is, Screamers is actually my blood brother. Go watch my J. Cole For Your Eyes Only album review. You'll see who Screamers is. But for the most part though, I've always enjoyed music. I've always enjoyed rap music. But and I'm not really proud to say this, majority of the music that I listen to, I want to say maybe 65 to maybe 70% of the music I listen to mostly comprised of North American music. So international music, international rap, UK, grime music, things of that nature. I never really paid that much attention to, you know, Nigerian music. Even though I did, if you had gone through my library, my musical library, for the most part though, it majorly comprised of North American hip-hop acts. And again, I'm not really proud of this, but the remaining 30%, of the music that I actually listened to, the music that I actually paid full 100% attention to, M.I. Abaga, Sauce Kid, Mode 9, D'Banj, and just to name a few though, M.I. Abaga is one of those guys that whenever he put anything out, I'm definitely gonna go check it out. Ever since M.I. put out his debut album, Talk About It, that guy literally and figuratively changed the rap game in Nigeria. This guy just took it to a whole nother level, and he set a bar so high that I think he's the only one who has actually hit that bar and broken it, or, you know, set the bar up again. He's put out a few mixtapes, Illegal Music 1, 2, 3. Those mixtapes as well too, man. Just amazing. 4 years ago, well, 3 years ago, he put out one of, I think that was his third album, The Chairman, which that album, I remember listening to it and not, you know, really enjoying it. And then, you know, after my second listen, I was like, man, M.I., you're a genius. So listen, M.I. Abaga, man, this guy is, he is, you know, the GOAT. And to me, in terms of African rap, M.I. Abaga is hands down the best rapper that I've listened to from the continent of Africa. I love his style of rap, and I just love his creativity and, you know, his wordplay and everything about this guy, man. M.I., Mr. Incredible, really, really dope. So I'm just, you know, going through social media, and then I see that M.I. posts like a track list, and he's like, what's your favorite album so far? And I'm like, wait, what? This guy just put out like a new album, well, playlist, and then I shout out to Apple Music. It's on every stream platform. I went there, and my goodness, just off the rip, M.I. did not disappoint on this playlist, man. This playlist is vibes. I love vibes. I love laid-back music. I love chill music. And this playlist is just that from top to bottom. And also in terms of the featured artists, the featured rappers on this playlist, they're not very popular Nigerian rappers for the most part. He has AKA from South Africa. He also featured on this one. Dope feature. That track, No Code, hard. What's the Level 2? But for the most part though, the featured rappers, the featured artists on this project are somewhat up-and-coming artists, so not a whole lot of like A-list features on here, but for the most part, these guys that M.I. gave a platform to shine, those guys did not disappoint, man. And listen, anybody can listen to this playlist right from jump, man. Sunset, Soup featuring Casper Norvest, that's another, Casper is, he's a dope rapper too, man, from South Africa as well too. Man, this playlist, man, This playlist is just flat out amazing. Jiggy featuring Terry Apala, Poppin featuring Ghost and Odusi, man, Kososhi featuring Wande Cole. I mean, listen, a few so far this year, a few things have come out, and this playlist is definitely, looks like it's gonna end up in some of my favorite things to come out this year so far. I thoroughly enjoy this playlist, and me being Nigerian as well too, man. Again, you know, I be Niger boy, okay, so there's no question about that, but for the most part, it's just this, listening to this playlist made me, you know, I kind of felt, you know, somewhat bad about like me not really supporting my Nigerian artist. But at the same time, I think this album is kind of like a call for me to do that, because MI so far is the only, for the most part anyways, one of the only Nigerian rappers that I listen to. And man, this playlist is absolutely fuego. Anyways, just to wrap up this playlist review, if I was to rate this playlist on a dope decibel scale, I'm going to go ahead and give this one 9 dope decibels. This playlist is absolutely flames. MI once again proved that he's the best at what he does. I mean, I think he's 37 years old right now too, man. MI just, he just proved that he's the best. And this playlist, if you guys are looking for something different to listen to, something, you know, relatively speaking, international music to listen to, I'll definitely suggest that you go check out this playlist. It's absolutely amazing. So anyways, there you have it. Shouts on my Niger boys. Niger boys forever winning, you know. So South Africa, you know, and also the World Cup too is on the way. I'm gonna go get one of that. I'm gonna go, hopefully I get one of the Nigerian jerseys as well too. I really want to get one of them. They look really, really dope, man. They look really, really dope. So, you know, hopefully again, you know, by the time the World Cup kicks off, hopefully Nigeria can go far in the World Cup, and that'll be dope. But anyways, I think I'm rambling. I'm going against, you know, what I plan to do here. So anyways, there you have it, man. 9 dope decibels. If you listen to this playlist, what did you think? Did you think it was dope? Did you think it wasn't? I would suggest you guys go listen to this place. But anyways, don't forget to like this video, share this video, subscribe to the channel, do all that usual stuff. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I'll put links on all that good stuff in the description box. And I'll definitely see you guys in the next dope decibel album review, mixtape review, or whatever it is that we put out, alright? Peace, guys. And of course, you're getting marked out like Neymar.